Welcome everyone. We are here in Glasgow after day one of the 2024 World Indoor Championships. Yes, on the streets, you can see the Scottish flag behind me. You can see the scenery. You can see the banners, all that. I mean, kicked me out the venue because they said something like the track was on fire. Listen, this was a crazy day one. And of course, the men's 60 meter dash was the highlight of the day. Christian Coleman versus Noah Lyles. This was billed as a high quality matchup considering Noah Lyles was on fire, just won the USA Indoor Championships. Christian Coleman was also on fire, the previous world indoor champion, and Christian Coleman delivered 6.41 seconds to get the gold medal, to get back on top of the podium. The last time he won was 2018. He got silver in 2022, and now he is on top of the podium. Noah Lyles was not too far behind, 6.44 seconds at his first world indoor championship. So huge kudos to him. But Christian Coleman, for him to have a lot of setbacks, right, since he came back in 2022, he hasn't been able to get back on top of the podium, but this really solidified himself. He said that he is the greatest 60 meter dash runner in history and that no one can touch him in the event.
I mean, I feel like just in my own right, mentally, I feel like it was solidified a long time ago, but you know, you need accolades to kind of back it up too. And so, I mean, I feel like this goes a long way in doing that. But as far as like how I see myself, I don't think anybody in his history can mess with me over 60 meters. That's just how I feel. You know, I feel like this is just like I'm stepping into my prime and just really like understanding like really like who I am as a person really, but like as an athlete as well. And I feel as if like I feel the best that I have felt, like mentally, like spiritually, physically, emotionally, like the whole nine. Is just like I feel like everything is just kind of coming together and clicking at the right time.
So Christian Coleman talking about he's in his prime, that's kind of scary if we're now going into the 2024 Olympic season. I am looking forward to seeing what he's going to do. But again, Noah Lyles getting second place. Remember, Noah Lyles was never looked at as either a good 100 meter runner or a 60 meter runner. But now he's dropping his personal best. He's getting super consistent, 6.44 seconds twice this year. And then he also ran 6.43 to get the win at USA Indoors. He was not too far behind Christian Coleman, 6.41 to 6.44. Listen, Noah Lyles is going to be very dangerous. Dangerous as we look towards the outdoor season. He actually even broke down how he was really tracking all the other athletes in the 100 meters and what their 60 meter dash splits were at the World Championships last year and how he used that as motivation going into this season.
Wow, okay, I am now a 6.4 runner. And when I was looking at all the data coming from Budapest in the 100, I'm like, what's the thing that's gonna, you know, take me to the next level? And it was like, okay, Christian is dropping a 6.41 in his first 60. And Seville, he was running like 46, and other people, like I think Tobogo also dropped like a 45 or a 46, and I was like, and I would drop a 48, and I'm like, nah, that needs to be like, I need to be gapping them, if not, you know, at where everybody else is by 60 meters. So now I'm coming out here and I'm no longer gonna think, oh, I need to run 6.4 in the first 60. I'm planning to drop 6.3 in the first 60 and then continuing to do what I normally do.
Now, the biggest thing here is the storylines coming out of this meet. Christian Coleman was the dominant 60 meter dash runner. Noah Lyles just beat him at USA's. Then Christian Coleman doubled back and was able to get the win here. Going outdoors, Noah Lyles is the defending 100 meter world champion. Now at the Olympic Games, Noah Lyles might be the slight favorite considering he's getting really good at the 60. Christian Coleman is now getting back into his groove, getting back on the podium. This is gonna really set things up very well as we go into the outdoor season. As we add other names from Fred Curley to Marcel Jacobs, Trayvon Bermell, Marvin Bracey, all these guys are going to be coming into the fold and adding to the amazing story of the men's 100 meter dash. In this same race, we even saw Akeem Blake from Jamaica get the bronze medal, his first ever major championship medal. He didn't make it onto the team last year in Budapest. He didn't make it into the final in 2022. So Akeem Blake representing for Jamaica, getting that bronze medal. Fernand Omanyala just coming up short in fourth place. But again, I'm really looking forward to the storylines going in outdoors. And I mean, going back to Noah Lyles, this could be really, really dangerous. Noah Lyles figuring out the 60 meter dash, he's getting his start a little bit better each time he's on the track. People are gonna have a problem with Noah Lyles, but again, Christian Coleman, that confidence is coming back. He's saying that he is the greatest 60-meter dash runner, and he's saying that he is in his prime. This means that he is very dangerous. This means that he wants to get back on top of the podium. This means that he wants to get a gold medal at the Olympic Games. So really amazing matchup that we saw in the 60-meter dash. But a couple other events that went down today as well. No other finals, but we did see the 400s really get going between the heats and the semifinals. Of course, the story here on the women's side is Femke Bol. Femke Bol ran 50.6 seconds to get into the final out of the semis. Again, she got the silver medal at the 2022 World Indoor Championships, and she is on a mission. She didn't even stop to talk to anyone in the mix zone today, and she is ready to go for that gold medal. I actually think that she is very much in world record shape. She is going for something big this weekend, and we're going to see it tomorrow. So keep a lookout for Femke Bol. We also saw Alexis Holmes. She ran 50.9 to get into the final. Really strong performance from her, and I think she's really kind of coming into her own. She might be a threat to get onto the podium. Talitha Diggs, also, she was able to make the final. So both Americans safely into the final. Leekie Klaver is really dangerous as well. She said that she wants to see herself and Femke Bol go 1-2 in the final tomorrow, get the golden silver. I don't know, this is going to be a very good race between Femke Bol and Leekie Klaver, as well as Talitha Diggs and Alexis Holmes. All these women are running really fast. I'm looking forward to this final. On the men's side, we saw Carsten Warholm. Carsten Warholm didn't run an indoor season at all. Comes here to Glasgow, opens up, runs 45 seconds in the semifinals, probably the favorite going into the final. Unfortunately, Jareem Richards was a little bit injured, so defending champ won't be in the final. But Carsten Warholm, we could see him break 45 seconds. I don't know. I don't know what exact kind of form he's in, but he's going to be dangerous, and this sets him up very well for the outdoor season. Carsten Warholm already runs super aggressive in those 400-meter hurdles. So indoors, in the indoor 400 specifically, where you have to be super aggressive, this is a perfect event for him. So looking forward to seeing what he's going to throw down there. Unfortunately, none of the Americans between Brian Frost and Ja'Cory Patterson, they weren't able to make it into the final, but they're going to be on the 4x4s. We're going to see how that plays out. Now, let's talk about some of the distance races where we saw both the 1500 meters for the men's and women's. We also saw the 800 also on the track. Now, on the men's 1500 meters, this was kind of a crazy race. I mean, a lot of the big names between Jordi Beamish and Hobbs Kessler, Cole Hawker, Samuel Tefera, all these guys made it through very comfortably, but we did see Adam Fogg. Adam Fogg got off the start, and then he fell at the very start of his race. He was significantly far behind, and they didn't call the race back, unfortunately. I mean, it's kind of crazy. It was kind of unfortunate, but we did later actually see that in the middle of his mixed zone interview, he actually found out that he was going to the final. They advanced him to the final. There were some other guys who unfortunately got clipped on their heels and getting injured. Like, the 1500 meters was kind of crazy on the men's side today, but for the most part, I think this is going to be a competitive race going into the final in a couple days. On the women's side, pretty chalk for the most part as well, but shout out to Nikki Hiltz, as they set a personal best and looked super comfortable. 4:34 again, a personal best by over 2 seconds in the 1500 meters. I mean, this is Nikki Hiltz's first World Indoor Championships, and they're really, really showing up. This might be a really good race for Nikki Hiltz. We also saw Emily Mackey, who's going into the 1500 meter final as well, and she said that she's low-key going for the American record. I mean, she wants to go for it all. And listen, in this 1500, we could see anything happen. Everyone is really going for something big. Now, moving over to the 800s, where for the most part, it's pretty clean, everyone getting into the finals, specifically on the men's side. Bryce Hoppel, he won his heat in 1:46, looked pretty comfortable. He actually looked very, very comfortable. I'm looking forward to seeing what Bryce Hoppel is able to do when we get to the semis and then the final. And then on the other side, we did see Isaiah Harris kind of have a little jostle, but he was able to qualify through. But we did see Garcia. He was able to get the leading time of 1:45.81. Harris was just behind in 1:46.12 for his season's best. Harris has been here before, and he knows how to handle kind of these tough situations, these little jostles in the 800. So I'm looking forward to seeing what both Harris and Hoppel are able to do. Can we see both of them on the podium? I don't know. This could be a very, very good 800. I know that the 800 is kind of wide open for the most part, but this could be really good. We could see some guys maybe run 1:44. That's what I'm hopefully looking forward to seeing when we get to the final, maybe even in the semifinals as well, but we're going to see how that plays out. On the women's side in the 800, nothing too crazy. Gemma Rieke, she led the qualifiers into the semifinals very cleanly, but unfortunately, no Americans made it into the semifinals. Allie Wilson as well as Addie Wiley, they weren't able to qualify through, but shout out to Allie Wilson. She won USA's just a couple weeks ago, and she qualified for World Championships, but via that win at USA's, she was able to sign a new contract with Nike. She's been unsponsored for just about 6 months at this point, and she was just elated. She said that there were so many different things that were going on, so she wasn't able to really focus over the past week or so, but literally just a couple days ago, she found out and signed her contract for Nike. So huge shout outs to Allie Wilson and everything that's going to be coming for her as we look forward. But for the most part, that was really the running events, the track events. We did see Ryan Crouser in the shot put get another gold medal. I mean, Ryan Crouser did what Ryan Crouser does, got a gold medal, set a championship record. He's going to be a force to be reckoned with outdoors, of course, going for another gold medal, going for a couple world records. You know, we're going to see some good things there. Women's shot put also saw some great performances there. Chase Jackson, unfortunately, got the bronze medal. She said that she got a groin injury literally in warmups just before the competition started. So huge shout outs to her, and she was still happy despite the setbacks. But day two coming tomorrow, we're going to see the women's 60 meter dash going all throughout. We're also going to see the hurdles coming onto the track, the semifinals for the 800. We're going to be seeing the 3000s kicking off. That's really where things are going to be setting off. That's where things are going to be on fire. So really excited. Let us know what happened, what you were excited for on day one. What do you think about that 60 meter dash, Coleman versus Noah Lyles? What is going to be happening when we get to the outdoor season? Again, day one in the books. Thanks for watching, y'all.